Okay, welcome back to the Daf Yomi. So here we talk about one of the main topics here in Mem Tesemet Aleph is the Nusach of the Birkas HaMazon. Much of Birkas HaMazon was formulated off of some of the discussions that are taking place around this Daf particularly. And there's a lot of back and forth, a lot of Halacha L'maisa. Bottom line, Halacha comes from our Daf. So, for example, Gemara talks about Sarach Shemar Tetchila V'Sov Pochiv Arelam. It said, Kol She'in Omar Bris V'Torah Birkas Haaretz. You don't mention Bris, you don't mention Torah and Birkas Haaretz. You're missing essential elements of the Omalchus based David, Bonei Yerushalayim. You're not Yotzei. You might have mentioned these essential elements, all based on drushes, all these things you got to say. Tana Rabbana, Ma'o B'chosim Binyan Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Moshia Yisrael, right, who saves Yisrael. Like, have different ways of ending, right? Rabbi Nachman Arafili, even at the beginning of the Baruch, he said, Posech Barachem Al Yisrael, Chosim Benoi Yerushalayim. Mishum Shenemar, Bonei Yerushalayim, Yisrael, Nidche Yisrael Yikones, right? Different variations of how to end each section. And also the mentioning of Yalla V'Yavo, right? The importance of Yalla V'Yavo and significance, and you can't skip different insertions in the Nusach itself. Also one of the main topics of our Daf. So you have over here a great discussion about someone who didn't mention, you have to tell below Hizkir Shal Shabbos. You have to mention Ritzei on Shabbos to be Yotzei, right? The obligations are Ritzei. So in the Chashukei Chemed, he deals with the following shaila. Tovuni ha'ochel pas rak b'Shabbos. Umesupik omar retzei birkas hamazon. I have somebody who eats just bread on Shabbos, and therefore he's not usually accustomed to remember all the parts of benching. He just eats bread on Shabbos. And he's wondering if he said retzei in birkas hamazon. He doesn't remember if he said retzei. Right? You're not used to saying it. So the Mishnah Brura, Simon Kuf Pei Ches, have gotten design paskins that if you're mesupik, if you said ritzei in Birkas HaMazon, or you didn't say it, tolim shemin astam lo amar. We assume, we follow the path, we go down the road of the assumption that you probably didn't say it. B'choze levarach shenis, and therefore you're going to have to go ahead and say it a second time. Right? By the way, that's true. This is a good side halakha you should know. That's true by the first two meals of Shabbos. Not by Suda Shlishis. Not by Shalosh Shudas. Why? No, you do say Ritzei, but if you're not sure if you said it. Because if you began already the Bracha Tova Meitiv, you don't go back. Because you don't. We say perhaps, maybe, there was no Chiyuv to eat bread by Shalosh Shudas. And therefore, if you remember before Birkas Tova Meitiv, so you then say, Baruch Tremel Kenev Bachalam, Shanosen Shabbosos Limnucha. You add in a Bracha right there. But if you finish the benching in Shalosh Shudas, you're unsure if you didn't say Ritzei, you don't repeat. You don't repeat. Now, even though in the Sefer Lechem Chamudos is Mechalik Dafka Le'inyan Tfilo, you go back Misafik, right? And not Birka. By the way, Lechem Chamudos says, no, he argues it should only be by davening that you go back when you're unsure. Because over there, when it comes to davening, so halavai, that a person should daven all day. Let a person daven all day. But by Birkas HaMazon, you're talking here about perhaps wasted brachas. But the Mishnah Brura argues on the Lechem Chamudos and holds that in general, when you have a suffix, if you said Ritzei, you do go back. Okay, interesting machlokas, Mishnah Brura and the Lechem Chamudos in general, whether or not you go back. So in Shal Shudas, you don't. The Gemara's.
Would that be the same thing with the Yalla V'Yavo, like so by Mincha and Shabbos?
By Mincha and Shabbos in the afternoon, because it was not a required Suda. See, this is the reason you don't go back, is because there's no required Suda for Shabbos, Mitam Shabbos.
But can you say that because you probably said it in the first two?
Right, first two, did you say? We don't assume we have a Chazakah by that third one.
See,
no.
The halacha is the same. If you forget to say Ritzei, if you forget to say Yalla V'Yavo, it's the same thing, no matter what. It's the same halacha.
But should it be or not?
If you forgot, whether you go back and then you said in the afternoon on Shabbos afternoon.
Does Yalla V'Yavo have the same rules of Ritzei? Just by the way, before we get to that, I want to mention what Mr. Gnauer is saying. This idea of building a chazakah. Now, if a person already did, let's say a guy doesn't eat bread during the week. He's off bread. He's on Atkins. So he just does Shabbos, right? So if he already has 30 Shabboses, meaning 90 times in a row where he has a chazakah that he said Ritzei, 30 Shabboses in a row, right? And that means three meals each Shabbos he's been doing it. So 90 meals in a row of Shabbos. So if he's unsure if he said Ritzei or not, so therefore the question is, do we pick up a chazakah like that? So the question is, Lagabi Tedavashim Kwaramark. And why this is better is because he hasn't had other types of benchings that are different. See, us who eat bread every day, we have benchings that don't have ritzei. But his benching never does not have a ritzei because the guy doesn't eat bread during the week. So therefore, maybe he was able to establish a chazaka and he could rely on that.
But what is it like, Mashiach Ruach? You got to go back.
What?
30 days, you got to go back.
Right, it's the same thing by Tein Talamater, same thing. Oh, the same exact thing. That's what I want to say. Do we have that chazaka like Tein Talamater? Meaning, maybe you could say dafka by tefila, that's ritzufa. It's straight in a row, yeah. Right? It's a certain amount of days in a row. Whoever here is not ritzufa, he's skipping the week. Yeah. So that's the question. How do you build ritzifas in terms of gaining a chazaka? The other issue is, let's say you began Suda Shlishit while it's still day, right? And you continue Suda until after Tseis. So we assume you say Ritzei in the benching. That's the Shulchan Aruch brings down. You say Ritzei. Now, there was a Maisa that by Suda Shlishit that continued very late into the night. And Rav Zilberstein says there were those who were there who didn't know how to bench by heart. So one of them came forward and said, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh HaKol, lit the lights so that people could see their benchers. Right? It was the dark already. They could see their benchers in Birkas HaMazon and then say Ritzei. So, wait a second. Maybe after you turn on the lights, you can't say Ritzei anymore. HaMavdu to the lights. As we find the Mishnah Berurah says that if you mispala Arvis, if they Birkas HaMazon, Shuv Eini Yachol Lomar Ritzei. So maybe after also the Hadlakas Ner, you can't say Ritzei because they were...
But they weren't Mekabalit though.
Oh, so maybe there's a difference between the cases. Dafka, Mekabal what?
One man turned the light up, but the rest of them weren't Mekabal.
No, but what about him? What about him?
Himself, yeah, that's him. Yeah.
You know, what about him? Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, so the Gemara says, So if you daven Maariv, how long was I here? So here's the shalak. Even after Lakas Ner, you can't say Ritzei because other would say you're Mechalik. So some would say you're Mechalik between the cases. Dafka after Tfilas Arvis, you don't say Ritzei. Why? Because the Tfilas Chol is a Tarti to Sasre. It's a contradiction to the Tfilas Shabbos. See, Dafka in terms of davening, once you daven Maariv, so now you have another tefillah of the day, that is a contradiction. But after the Hadlakas Ner, Ubaruch HaMavdil, which is not a tefillah, maybe you could still say Ritzei. Maybe it's different. So he says, Tshuva, Nira She'ein Lomar Ritzei, Achar Hadlakas Ner.
You don't say
Ritzei after the Hadlakas Ner. So the Magen Avram is unsure if you say Ritzei after you said Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Right, the Magen Avram is unsure if one says Ritzei after you say Baruch HaMavdil, and he brings the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Mistupik Deshema Amiras Baruch HaMavdil is not a complete contradiction to the Ritzei. But Hadlakas Aner, that is a Stira Muchletas L'Shabbos. Very interesting, a split. If you just say Baruch HaMavdil, maybe it's not a complete contradiction. But if you already light a candle, that's a contradiction. What's a raya for that? Raya lakach, the Magen Avram kasev misha hitchil lechol b'motzei Pesach. Someone who eats motzei Pesach while mibo'od yom starts their meal at the end of Pesach, very interesting, and continues until night, and they didn't daven and they didn't do marav, can they eat chametz? They continued the last meal of Pesach, and the meal went all the way until the night. V'adayin lo hitpalel v'lo hivdil mutter lo le'echol chametz. It's mutter to eat chametz. Kevin shechashkolo harehu laila l'chol davar. Right? That since it was dark for him, it was light in terms of everything. But the chachamim asr b'malacha until your mavdil. But ichilas chametz, they did not say that it was going to be asr. So the Mishnah Berurah says, imadayin lo berach birkas hamazon ein lo le'echol chametz. If you didn't bench it, don't eat chametz. Why? Because you're going to need to say yalav yavo. And the Yalav Yovo is going to be a contradiction to be eating the chametz. So very interesting. So you see that mistaber also by the Hadlakas Ner, you can no longer do the Ritzei of Shabbos. Another issue that comes up from Memtes Amibes, that a person makes a mistake, and instead of saying Nevarach Elokeinu, you're supposed to say Hashem's name, Elokeinu. Right? Instead, he says the Yudke Vavke name instead of the Elokeinu. Let's say you swap it out. That's interesting. That I've never seen before. But what if you swap out one Askara of Hashem's name for another one?
The
Right? So he says, Tzarech letei tam lam.
But? I thought the problem was when you use both of them. Hashem Elokeinu.
But let's say, take Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu es Hashem and Barach, right?
Yeah.
Right?
But he made like a brocha.
But let's say a Baruch Hu. Let's say Baruch Hu and Davening. You swap out Elokeinu for...
No, but he said Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. Rabotai.
Yes, Baruch. Yes, correct.
He didn't say just Elokeinu.
I'm saying take any area where you have one Shem Adnos. You're right. You just want to say Nevarech Elokeinu Shechal Mishlo. Baruch Elokeinu Shechal Mishlo Avdo Echeinu.
Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Shechal Mishlo.
No, not a bracha. But before the benching. What did you say before
the
benching? Yeah.
He said the two.
No, you say.
Hashem Elokeinu Shechal Mishlo. Let's listen.
The minion, you say.
No. Read it back. Read the Rabbi Sinai Nevarech. Go. Yeah. So by instead of Nevarech, that's what I'm talking about. Instead of Nevarech Elokeinu, he says Nevarech Hashem. You switch out a haskara. That's right. The haskara. That's the topic that's mentioned here.
Yeah,
so we can apply it to all the areas. Yeah.
Having 9 or 10 where you don't say Elokeinu, so it means that Hashem, and we say Hashem at the beginning of a bracha.
Correct, as multiple. You say Hashem, but what if the point where the Nusach was supposed
to... There's a difference, between the
So what does it mean though? You have to repeat everything or not?
Evidently it's not equal.
So they're obviously not the same. The question is, what have you accomplished anything? So the Tiferes Yaakov, whose commentary in the Mishnah says... That on the, you know, when it says Kasha Mizonos of Shal Adam, that the difficult is Mizonos of a person, Kriyas Yamsuf, he says that Ulai Yesh Lomar, right? Maybe we could say it's Mishanim Matbeah Shetavu Chachamim, that in general, whenever you change the Nusach of whatever the Chachamim established, you should repeat. You change the Nusach. It's not the same name, you change it out. However, Ach Yitachen de Ma'acher Vamiris Nevarach Elokeinu, but maybe the line Nevarach Elokeinu by the benching is only a calling together. It's trying to elicit a response from the kahal to create a chabura. And therefore, maybe it's not ma'akev what you said. Because at the end of the day, especially if they're all responding Elokeinu, you achieve the result. So what's the difference what you said? So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura, writes that if you say askara achas, like Ad Hashem o Elokeinu, you're yotze. Sharatzion says if you said whatever you use one of the seven names of Hashem that can't be erased, you're yotze. Right, you are going to be yotze. A major topic here is also interrupting in the middle of Kriya Shema. Let's say you're in the same room while the people are doing Shal Shudas in the back of Shul, and they say Rabbi Sina Varech Elokeinu. Do you stop in the middle of your Shema to say Baruch Elokeinu? You know, do you have to respond to that, right? As though you're one of the Mezamnim over there, saying Elokeinu. It's a call to God's name, or not? That's one of the Shilas. And a person davening here says, B'meya hu omer. What does a person say when they're davening among 100? The nusach changes when you're davening among 100 people, right? That's also this Gemara. So a person's able to daven in a shul where 100 people are davening, or he could daven in a shul where you have 99 people are davening. Is there such an inyan to be at the shul that has 100 at the 100, right? Yes. By Rov Am Hadras Melech, maybe you could say there's no difference, by the way. Meaning, what's my question? When it comes to the king is glorified by the masses, one could argue he's not more glorified by 100 over 99. It's the same thing. You can't tell the difference. You understand? We're not asking a question of, is this Barov Am Hadras Melech? It's not Barov Am Hadras Melech. Rov Am Hadras Melech would be when you could recognize the difference. I'm asking in terms of, you see the fact that you go to 100, the nusach changes of the Rabbi Sinai Nevarech. So maybe it means you should be by 100.
How does it change?
Our end of the Gemara has a different nusach for what you say, different words.
What's a nusach? We haven't written a nusach.
Because you don't know, when's the last time you benched with 100? The Gemara at the end of Mem Tesama Beis tells you the nusach for 100.
What do you mean? You say Elokeinu, you say everything
that's... No, you have all other inserts here. You finish the Gemara, Mem Tesama Beis, you have other inserts at the end here. Ketza Mezamna, Mishloshi, you say Nevarach, Baruchu. By 10, it's a Mishnah over here, Elokeinu.
We never say it.
When do you eat with 100 people?
You're never inside a banquet, and they're benching everybody's banquet at the
people
end.
People go home.
Rabbi Yosef Gleba Meya, you say Hu Amar Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu, but who you say Baruch Hashem? You say Baruch Hu. You say add a line Baruch Hu over there. It's a different nusach. Okay, so the question is, do you have this nusach of 100? How come people don't say it? People just don't say it because they don't have the proper line of the benchers among with them over there. Not because of Shaila and Halacha. Yeah, I mean, we'll bring the Rambam next time. We'll bring you. I have it. Had it here. I don't know where it went in the pile. Yeah, we'll find it. We'll find the bottom line halacha. So the Meishiv Davar says that Meya is a Meya of Hora, of Yosar Chashuva. It's Sanhedrin and Gadol of Meya, which the Gemara in Horius Gimel and Beis says. There's an element of Hora around 100. The Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu Torah Shel Chabura Gadola of Meya Anashim Shalomdim, Tzarech Levata Lelech Mikvas Megillah, but they still have to stop to leave the Megillah, reading Megillah Tzibor. But you see that Meya, the fact that Mishnah Berurah chose the example of even 100 people learning have to stop to go hear the Megillah, you see that number 100 had a very, as a very special element when it comes to Klal Yisrael. Back to the Ramathas Dinkel Sefer, we haven't looked in a while, Midarchei HaGemara, which has different Klalei HaShas, really a fascinating Sefer. So the Gemara tries to switch around the Shitas to make the Gemara make sense. It does that often. It says, Mukhlefes HaShita, switch it around. And the Gemara goes a certain route, and then says, La'olam lo tepach, don't switch it around. And then it gives another answer to how you can answer the contradiction, okay? So he says, Kishe omer ha-Gemara la'olam, hu lefishim metchila hu sa'kudait ha-inyan echad. The reason why the Gemara says, La'olam, don't, La'olam lo tepach. Why? Because at the beginning, the Gemara thought one thing, and now they're going to question it and challenge in a different way. Meaning, at first you had a machlokas which had two opinions. We then had a question on it. And because of that, we had to come up with a wild thing where we're going to switch who said what. Right? We pointed out it contradicts. We had to switch who said what. So we thought one thing. We asked a question and we gave an answer. Switch the shitas. Now we want to go back to the way it was before. Restore the notes to the way they were before. And therefore, the la'olam is telling you, la'olam means always go back and stick with the way it was before. Keep that way it was before. We're going to have to figure out another answer, but that's the la'olam lo tepach, right? It's very simple, very beautiful way of understanding what the la'olam is doing there, right? Meaning his point is, why not just say in a Gemara when you don't want to switch, you know what, ela lo tepach. What's the la'olam? La'olam means go back. Undo the package and go back to the first answer and keep it the way that it was initially. Okay, let's stop there for today.